Quick follow-up, just to just really, since this is becoming my audio diary to complete today. My counsellor accuses me of not my counsellor, my psychiatrist, not accuses me, says that one thing that I do or that has caused me damage in the past is a thing called acting, which I got most confused by and said, "What do you mean I'm acting?" And he said, "No, it's when for a long time in your life you've been in a situation you find stressful, but you've for one reason or another put a brave face on, I guess you call it, when it doesn't affect you too badly, or and the key is that the situation's stressful, so it's something that's you're not acknowledging, but that is causing you harm." Anyway, details of that are far too long and boring to go into. But I definitely have just suffered a whole stint of it in the park, because the woman with the dog who attacked Poppy the second time, or at least was baring its teeth, and I freaked out, and maybe it's me that's being attacked in my own brain rather than my puppy. I don't know. I'll leave that to someone more wise. But yeah, she ended up, I don't know what happened, but we walked away as quickly as we could once Poppy had, once I'd calmed down, once Poppy had calmed down as well. She was wrapped around my leg, really upset. Walking along, walked as fast as we could out of the park, and just as we're getting to the exit of the park, she's obviously let her puppy off the lead again, and it comes tearing towards Poppy, knocks her over playfully. I mean, I'm not saying that this dog is a vicious dog. It's just an exuberant puppy, but it was more the fact that Poppy was trembling from being attacked, and I didn't want her to have to deal with. She wasn't in any fit state to deal with, posturing over who's the alpha dog out of the two of them, and all the rest of the things that they do when they roll about and play and chase each other. And I considered whether it was good to kind of, get straight back on the horse for her. In other words, let her off her lead and let them go and sort themselves out, these two dogs. But it just didn't seem appropriate anyway. But the woman came over. She says she's just trying to play, and I said, "Look, please, just leave us alone." And anyway, kind of cutting a long story short, I then leave the situation feeling really. The only thing I'm thinking about is how awful I've spoken to this woman, and I know that's a nuts thing to be thinking, and that she's not got a dog under control, but that's just a symptom of. The way I think at the minute, just not out, not. I know that's wrong. I know that. But whatever. And I act to myself. I don't act. It's not to other people. It's to myself. I don't recognise when I'm really feeling something strongly that maybe needs to be expressed, and is expressed, and then is done with. I in a situation that's stressful like that, I seem to. Well, insecurities come out, and I say something, and then I'm all concerned that I've upset the person, and I'm all like, and I know that I shouldn't be, and it's not. I'm not saying, "Oh, I'm such a nice fella." I'm saying like that's unhealthy, and it stems from a complicated history, which I'm really not going to go into because I don't even understand it yet. I've only just started psychotherapy and stuff, so I don't understand it. Why should I try and explain it to anyone? But I got home, and I've just lost it for the last however long it's been. It's not like I am really upset, obviously, in my head, but then I've realised I'm bawling my eyeballs out and trembling, and my wife's got her arm around me, and I think maybe the medication they give you that I'm on is it maybe. Makes you a little bit detached from reality. I don't really know. I've not noticed it happening. But I found that quite hard today, and I've really got to not let it bother me, because it wasn't about anything. It wasn't about me. It wasn't about Poppy. It was just about life, and it happens to everyone. And I know that. And I know that really, probably you've all had these similar situations happen to you today, and worse. And it's just a symptom of what it is, I think, at the minute. It's just like, you let things get to you and you don't deal with them, and it's sort of a relief not to have to be strong anymore, because I'm not supposed to be, because I've been, my doctors and everyone else have just said, "Look,